You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Solkowski. Tech Week in Syracuse kicked off Monday in true high-tech fashion, with Assemblymember Al Sterpy being interviewed by a robot. He told the robot that Central New York is already seeing benefits of the growth in drone technology.
We've been able to get seven different companies so far to agree to either move their North American headquarters or their whole corporate headquarters here to the Central New York area.
Sterpy says those companies have committed over 300 jobs, with average salaries around $88,000. Drones were the focus of the first day of Tech Week. Nuaire is an organization helping to integrate drones into different industries, according to Chief of Industry Engagement David Guido.
Search and rescue, public safety, aerial inspections for cell phone towers, bridges, solar panels, things of that nature are where we're seeing kind of tremendous growth with unmanned systems.
You have to be 16 years old to get a drone pilot's license, but CNY Robotics founder Andrew Leary believes it's never too early for kids to learn.
When it comes to teaching kids, it's a lot easier than it is teaching adults. Kids are very receptive to technology. Even very young kids are able to program drones. Even though it seems like a lot when they first look at it, if you break it down into little pieces, they are amazed with each step they get.
Syracuse Tech Week will continue through Saturday at the Syracuse Marriott, with Cybersecurity Thursday and a job fair on Saturday. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.